And joining us over the phone live this morning is head coach Ty Draney of Star Valley Track and Field. The indoor season underway in just a few. Coach Draney, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us, Ty. And as you get your practices all getting underway, you started at the start of the new year. How many practices do you have to squeeze in before you can actually have your first event?
Well, as per WASA, we have to have 9 days of practice before kids can compete. So we're butted up right against that as we're headed not this Saturday, but the next Saturday to ISU for our first meet. So we'll be practicing each one of those days and then trying to get the season kicked off this year.
All right. So Coach Draney, indoor track and field, it feels like it's still such a new sport in Star Valley, but now it's been around for a number of years. What are you expecting number-wise this year as this continues to grow for a relatively new program?
Well, we're kind of right at our average. Our five-year average has been at 65, and we had one big swell year to kind of bump those numbers after COVID, kind of getting back to things, and kids really wanted to do stuff. We had almost 100 kids. We're about 65 kid athletes, and so it keeps us hopping with our three coaches trying to get everybody their events and get everything buttoned down and get them prepped as we work towards the state meet that first week of March in Gillette.
I think that's a stunning number for your average, 65 for your, as you said, a five-year average. That's a great way to put it. Part of that is you've enjoyed a lot of success as a team and, of course, individuals. One thing I pointed out in the newspaper this week, you're coming off the best ever combo from the indoor track and field team. The ladies were runner-up and the guys were fourth. That's the best ever combo. And, of course, a lot of those people back. And so you kind of mentioned in the past, sometimes people want to come and be part of something special. And do you feel like you have that recipe over the next couple months?
Well, we'll know. You know, it seems like so far it's kids seem excited. Kids, you know, I think in general in Star Valley, we enjoy that they want to be part of things. I can't remember what the percentage is, but we have an amazing percentage of kids that want to be involved in extracurriculars, you know, and I think it's always that balance that it's fun to be a part of something because that's what kids want to do. I was just telling, the AD, Rob Erickson, that, it makes up so much of what kids do and, you know, what I did myself in high school. And when over the holidays, we get, you know, alumni stopping by or sending texts or saying I'm in town or bumping into them or whatever. And, you know, I've yet to have someone say, oh, remember that time in Spanish class. Right. But it's a bunch of the athletes and it's fun to see them wherever they're at, whether they're athletes still or, you know, they're moving on with their lives. They're in school, you know, and so I think that's just such a huge part of building community, and kids seem excited to do that. And, you got to try to win and, you know, and that sort of thing. But, you know, hopefully we're filling their toolboxes with those things that, you know, some tools and some skills to kind of take on whatever life throws after high school. Because we all know they haven't figured it out, even though we try to tell them that, you know, life gets a lot tougher after high school. So we're excited about this bunch. You know, our finish last year was a little bit it's a little bit smoke and mirrors, because last year was the first year that they divided from an all classes format to 3A 4A format. And so we where they decided to do that, we were 3A last year, and actually this year will be our final year competing indoors as a 3A team. And then next year with the new classification numbers and everything, we'll go from being the biggest 3A school to being the smallest or one of the smallest 4A schools. So we're looking to, we've never won a title, but we're looking to whatever happens is there's still plenty of competition. You know, Cody's always a perennial powerhouse, and, anyway, going to try to make a run at those guys and whatever that is. Build some momentum as we go into the next year for sure, because we know we can. We know we can compete with those schools. It is that much tougher, but we'll see what we can get our momentum as we roll into being full-time 4A with the track and cross-country programs.
Star Valley High School track and field coach Ty Draney this morning on First Bank Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, are there any big differences between an indoor and an outdoor season from a strategy standpoint, or the way you guys approach an indoor season as opposed to a traditional outdoor, or is it basically just the same thing, just with a roof?
Well, there are a few different events. You know, the weather is always nicer indoors. that's probably the biggest thing. I mean, you know, it would be awesome someday. I hope we can have a facility, you know, we make it work and we get kids to roll their eyes, you know, especially the distance, because you're like, indoor, what are you talking about? You know, as they're running up the trail to Star Hill yesterday in the snow. But, you know, but that's the main thing. You know, most indoor facilities are a 200 meter track, so half as big, so you've got more laps. There's some different strategies there, so you're not going to have like the 100 becomes the 55 or the 60 meter. We don't have a long hurdles race, so there's some subtle things here, and I would say they complement each other nicely. And I know that, you know, Coach Balls and Coach Clove, they do an excellent job, and a lot of our kids will do both indoor and outdoor. You know, we have some that'll slip away to soccer, do other things, but and you know, that's part of the formula is using this season and what we do have to kind of complement the other season, so we don't end up broken down and worn out by May. So I'd say that's probably the main thing. And yeah, you don't need nearly so many layers when you're at the meet as we do during the outdoor season.
You talk about some of the subtle differences, and something that always pops out to me, and yeah, this would be a good thing for you to kind of touch on, is the angles, because let's be honest, it's an oval outside. It's not always necessarily an oval inside. Sometimes it's more of a circle, and you guys got to take those corners and those angles a little differently. That's why the indoor team, they really like competing at a place like, say, Idaho State, which is coming up next week, because they have those banked, you know, things are banked a little bit. Kind of touch on that, Ty, and some of those differences.
Well, yeah, you know, that's some of the things, like we'll be taking, especially our 200, 400 kids, the state track in Gillette is a 200 meter, and it's a flat track. I mean, it's just flatter, is flat. And, you know, when you're running 200 meters, one lap on that thing is as fast as you possibly can. You know, there's a little bit of a learning curve, and there's no pun intended there with that, but a lot of force, you know, as you're coming around those corners. And so we're going to try to get at least those kids down to like to Weber State, who has a, you know, a similar track. We, especially our distance kids, love going down to the Olympic Oval because it's actually an oversized track. It's actually 440 meters because they have it around the hockey rink and the long and short track skating rinks in there. So it's not always nice and cool. The wind's never blowing. And instead of running, say, on a typical 200 meter track, you'd have 16 laps for a 2 mile. You can have 7.5 laps. And so I think that's a little bit easier mentally a little bit. And so we try to get those kids, especially the distance kids, there to try to qualify for some of the big, it's a little bit lower altitude for us. B, the Utah is one of the best distance running states in the nation. And so there's always great competition. And then that sets us up nicely. We're hoping to get some of those kids back to some of those meets we've done in the past pre-COVID, get them to California or get them up to the Pacific Northwest to kind of, I don't know, change our perspective. Sometimes we get a little myopic, and sometimes it's good to be a little fish in a big pond and see what there is out there, especially kids that want to run and compete at the next level.
Star Valley High School track and field coach Ty Draney, indoor track season coming right up. Coach, thanks for your time as always. Wish you guys the best of luck this season. Thank you.